Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Ravel, and this is Value Side for Tuesday, October 19. Today, Chinese deflation sits offshore of California. That, plus today's economic reports as well as corporate earnings, coming right up. Well, we're living in a growing economic crisis. A crisis that we'll shortly see, if you haven't already, an emptying of store shelves, a tightening of vital supplies. We call this the supply chain issue. It's the inability of U.S. consumers to secure the goods and products they wish to purchase. I recently tried to order a piece of furniture. I was told it will be available in about 7 months. But when pressed, the store really wasn't sure if that would be available then. They just hoped it would. And I'm not alone in this. Thousands of Americans are finding the same. Items that we want to purchase just aren't available. And this problem grows more severe by the day. I estimate that by the end of the year, it's likely that our economy will be in a recession because of this supply chain. But like so many issues in this country right now, supply chain does little to help us understand just what the real problem is. It obscures rather than enlightens. It hides the real parties who are at fault, implying that somehow an amorphous transportation problem is at work, when the reality of where we are is much more sinister. And unfortunately, politicians of all stripes in this country have hidden and obscured this fact from the American public for years. I refer you to a January 2004 Federal Reserve paper entitled, Is China, quote, Exporting Deflation? This was a concept which had captured Wall Street and the financial markets, that what we were seeing in our economy was the beneficence of China, that through the wonderful goodwill of the Chinese Communist Party, they were exporting low-price goods to us. It was a gift, as if Santa now lived in Beijing. Americans were showered with low-priced TVs, stereos, sneakers, and let's not forget iPhones. It was the best of all world, a consumer's paradise, the place where Americans continued to pay lower and lower prices, stretching those paychecks farther and farther. What could be better? At least, that's how it was portrayed on this side of the Pacific. China's just exporting deflation, don't you know? Said Wall Street, and every political leader who walked up behind the podium. And it was easy for Americans to buy this line. Goods were really available, shelves were full, and just the prices were falling. Just because some of our friends who worked here in American factories were now out of work was no reason to stop this gravy train. Just because Walmart shelves were full of Chinese and foreign products wasn't bad. After all, the prices were low. It took the pandemic, and now the intervening transportation issues. Yes, there are indeed transportation chain issues here, but as I've pointed out before, it's the finished product chain and not the supply chain, but that's another story. Right about now, it's become apparent to nearly everyone that something is terribly wrong, that we are in the very precarious position of having many of the goods we need on a daily basis 1,000 miles away across the Pacific Ocean, that we've been played, that a very carefully orchestrated, long-term plan undercut our market prices and moved our manufacturing to China and other Asian nations. And that, my friends, is the real problem. It's not just a transportation issue, although at the moment that has to be the focus. The fundamental core to our problem is that the most technologically advanced, financially sophisticated country on the planet is no longer self-sufficient. We must rely on other nations to produce what we no longer can. We consume, but we don't produce. And unless and until we can turn that around, we will be at the whim of other countries, nations that likely don't have our best interest at heart. Our manufacturing plants were taken away from us. Until we focus on that reality, any so-called solution will be temporary. Yes, we must first solve the supply chain issue, but we must then immediately start to work on the manufacturing issue. Now, in economic news today, it's all about real estate, with reports due in shortly for housing starts and building permits. In earnings today, vaccine producer Johnson & Johnson leads off the reports, with Procter & Gamble, the Bank of New York Mellon also reporting, as well as Philip Morris. So far, Wall Street's reaction to these earnings has been muted. With a little over an hour to go before the open, futures for stocks, gold, and oil remain higher, as they have been all night. Bonds and cryptos down slightly. And that's Value Side for Tuesday, October 19. Please join me in praying that our country may get back to work. Thank you.